Come on, Pat. We're already running a little late. Well, you insisted on buying that huge bag of popcorn, and I did want my milk duds. Well, neither of us is going to finish that giant bag of popcorn. Come on. The previews are probably already rolling by now. Come on. I really want to see this movie. Theater 3, was it? Right. Yes, it's right here. Come on. Now let's find our seats. Okay, there's a back row seat. Well, that's perfect. We've got a whole row to ourselves. And we are right in time for the movie to start. Well, I'm so glad that you brought me here. This movie is supposed to be an instant classic. Do you know what it's about, sweetie? Exactly. It's about this powerful, independent female character that just goes through life with a fuck you attitude and does whatever she pleases. Kind of like myself, don't you think? Oh, hush, sweetie. The movie's about to start. Pet, would you be a dear and pass me my milk duds? Idea. Well, since we're all alone here in the back row, we might as well have some fun, don't you think? Well, you pretend to be all innocent and chaste, and just sit back and relax as I place my hand on your lap. Just gently caressing your inner thigh, up and down. Teasing you. Slowly. That feels good, doesn't it? Me rubbing you like this. Just inches from that eager good boy cock. Oh, it's okay, baby boy. You get hard for me. Don't be shy, sweetie. Oh, I know there's a lot of people here in the theater, but don't let that stop you. Nobody can see if you get a bit hard. So let me just get that blood flowing to right where I want it. Yes, I can feel it swelling a bit for me. My naughty little hand drops closer and closer. Cock. Oh, yes, honey. I want to see that erection poking out for me under those jeans. Oh, here we go. Got a nice semi for mistress. I think your pretty little boner is trying to tell me something. Don't you think, sweetie? I think that boner wants me to play with it. Right now. Right here. This crowded movie theater. Oh, I just have to wait for the loud parts of the movie. No, I can't wait until later. You wouldn't deny me such a slutty, eager good boy cock, would you? It's craving my attention all the time. I can't even wait until the movie is over. Oh, well, I mean, I guess I could just give it a tug or two. Let's presuppose that you would ask your mistress nicely. Now let me hear you ask for it. Oh, what's that, sweetie? I couldn't hear you. Oh, I'm sorry. Could you say it a little bit louder? Say, mistress, please tug on my cock. Oh, one more time, sweetie. Beg your mistress to stroke that cock. Oh, there you go. Good boy. Now let me place my hand on that big bulge in your jeans. Oh my. It's like you're raising a tent under there. You're already so hard for me. I bet if I just keep rubbing your cock on the outside of your jeans for a little bit, would your boxers get all soaked with pre-cum for me? What do you think, Sadie? Shall we try? Let me just keep rubbing that cock through this stretched fabric like this. All along the length of the underside of your dick. Such a naughty boy. Well, yeah, look at your cock rubbed in public like this. But don't worry, sweetheart. The people in the rows in front of us, they can't see. They're not even right here. They can't see how I'm rubbing the pre-cum right out of the tip of your magnificent cock. They can't see the cute little faces you are making. I'm making as you try to control yourself. They're too busy watching a movie. That's why I want to take this up a notch. Okay, sweetie? Do you consent to me unzipping these jeans? Your boner can get some fresh air this way. Okay. I think it's having some trouble breathing under there. Practically smothering you with my little greedy hands. Let me just pull that zipper down. Oh, carefully. Quietly. There we go. And then let me unbutton these jeans for you. And I'll just carefully get that cock out of your boxers. Shh. You just stay right where you are, baby. I know what I'm doing. Just gently ease you out. Oh, there we go. Get some fresh air. That hard-working cock needs to be able to breathe, doesn't it? Now listen, my good boy. I'm going to hold that cock in my hand. Straight up in the air, like this. I'm not going to tug on it, or stroke it, or tease it, or anything else right now. I'm simply going to hold it in my soft little hand, like this. And I want you to remember what it feels like when I do all those things with the same hand. You just twitched. Good boy. Now, take a look around, honey. Glance in the crowd around us. There's a couple rows between us and anyone. It's not too busy. There are people in here. Like that young couple over there. See them? Oh, I bet they are on a date too, just like us. They are probably both thinking about what they want to do to each other when they get home. The wet, steamy sex they will have as soon as they step in the door. You think so, sweetie? And do you see the other couple to the right? A couple rows in front of us. I think they're doing some foreplay right now. Carefully whispering naughty things in each other's ears. Softly rubbing on top of clothes. Only see them. Oh, that innocent little kiss. Oh, they're so cute, don't you think? The blonde in the tight t-shirt straining against those perky tits. You think she's pretty, don't you, Beth? Of course you do, honey. I think so, too. Maybe I should see if I can talk to her after the movies. See if, there could be some sort of arrangement between the three of us. You know how I love to include cute girls for you, as long as they do exactly as I tell them to. And as long as you, my sweet pet, behave properly at all times. Such good manners you have when I give you a gift like that. I can really feel you swelling like crazy for me. No more semi anymore. You are throbbing so hard. I can feel it pulsating in my hand. You must enjoy me talking dirty into your ear like this. Don't you, my sweet boy? Good. Now focus. Focus on the feelings in your cock right now. How it feels as I gently hold you like this, firmly gripping the bottom of your shaft. Not messing around, just simply holding what is mine. Pre-cum slowly, starting to pulsate out of the tip. I got burning lava out of an erupting volcano, right, honey? Are you leaking for mistress? Oh, so slutty. You simply cannot control yourself around me. Oh, I don't make it easy, though, do I? Yes, but I know you want me to stroke that cock, but I don't feel like it just yet. You'll have to wait for me a little bit. Just sit back, relax, manners. Let that cock breathe in this fresh air. Let it throb in my hand. Oh, enjoy it. Enjoy it, bud. I'll tell you when I'm ready to stroke.
Didn't you forget something?
Okay, sweetie. I think it's about time I take the cum out of that cock. But you have to promise to keep quiet, okay? Oh, I know I'm so good at helping you to not neuter your pleasure, and now I'm asking you to be quiet. So evil. No moaning. No whimpering as I milk all of that cum out of you. And just to be sure, I'm gonna gag you with my panties, okay? Just let me get them for you. Let me pull them out from under my skirt. Oh, yes. There we go. Now open your mouth wide for me. Oh. Good boy. A little bit wider. Oh, good boy. Now, here comes the play, baby. Meow. There you go. Your mouth is all stuffed. Stuffed with my pretty, damp little thong. Now close your eyes for me. And try to stay as silent as you possibly can. Just let me lube up that cock for you. There you go. All nice and wet for me as I begin to gently stroke that cock for you. Skillfully twisting my hand as I stroke you up and down. Massaging the head. Teasing the sensitive part, rubbing my thumb over the tip of your cock. Feels good, doesn't it, baby? Oh, the pre-cum's really pouring out of you, all nice and sticky. I might as well use it to loop up your shaft some more. There we go. Now you're so wet for me. There's basically no friction at all as my hand glides up and down this throbbing cock. Now with your eyes closed, imagine it's my tight, wet little pussy. You can taste it in your mouth, can't you? On my thong. Think about that as I milk you. Picture it. Even though you can't have my perfect pussy, my greedy cunt right now, that's for later, baby. For when we get home. Then you're going to show your mistress some gratitude and you're going to eat me, aren't you? Later. Oh, all that matters right now is how good I can make you feel. Take a deep breath for me, baby. I'm gonna pick up the pace. Stroke you faster. Up and down that rigid shaft. And build, and you be quiet. I know you can do that for your mistress. Nobody is watching, baby, I promise. It's just you and me right now. Nothing else in the world. Oh, don't think about the people in the rows in front of us. They don't matter right now. All that matters is my hand and your cock and my sweet voice in your ear. Your legs. Oh, they're starting to shake a bit for me. Oh, yes. Yeah, sweetie, I can feel it. I can feel all that cum traveling inside of you. Lining up at the entrance, ready to spurt all over the place. You can't take much more, can you? Oh, no. You need to come soon. You need to empty those tight, heavy balls before they explode, don't you? But you do not have permission to come yet, my sweet boy. Not yet. Oh no, I need you to hold onto that load, sweetie. Hold on to your troops. Tell that little army of soldiers that are rioting and roaring in there to stay where they belong, honey. We can't let them out just yet. Just yet. You need to hold on to them until I command them to relocate, okay? Well, first we need to figure out where that sticky white load is going. You see, I don't want you to explode all over my hand. So we need to put all that cum somewhere, don't we? I guess one option would be to let you cream in my pretty little panties. But unfortunately, my panties are stuffed in your mouth, so I can't do that, can we? Let's see. Another option would be to let you finish off in my mouth. Just a quick little blow job. Suck that load right out of you. The thing is, I don't think you've earned that today, sweetie. You were bratty, do you remember? Oh, just a little bit. Oh, I'm not scolding you, but punishment is fun. And also, I really don't want to smear my lipstick. Where else could we do it? I mean, we can't have you shooting that sticky mess all over the place. That wouldn't do, would it, honey? Well, I think the best option is just to spray it all in your big old popcorn bag. Yeah, I think that's it. You just coat those salty little popcorns with your creamy load. No, I won't force you to eat them afterward, I promise, baby. I just want to make you come. Make a mess all over the snacks. You can eat it if you want to. I think that's the best solution, don't you think? Good boy. Now, get for me. I'm just gonna hold the bag right here, right in front of that cock. There it is. There's your target, baby boy. That's where that creamy load belongs. Now show me you can aim for me. Be a good boy and do as you're told. Aim right there for your mistress. Yes, you can come whenever you want to as I stroke you a little bit faster. Whispering in your ear what a good boy you are for me. Sweet, obedient pet. Come on. Let it all go, baby. Oh, let me take all that creamy cum from you. Every single drop. Come on. You can do it. Make cummies for your mistress as I pump this beautiful cock. Don't be shy, just let it all go. Go ahead, right there, right in the movie theater. I command that cock to come for me. Yes, release that load for your mistress. Make a sticky mess all over your popcorn. Yes, honey, there you go. Oh, and let it all out. Oh, all of it. Oh, let's just milk it out. Oh, tremble. Tremble for me. Such a good boy. Such a good boy for her mistress. So proud of you. Oh, there you go. Oh, let's look. Oh, my. You really filled that bag full of yummy cum, didn't you? What a naughty boy you are. Now let me kiss your neck for a bit. Yes, you were naughty. So was I. We were naughty together. Such a good little slut for your mistress. And when we get home, you know what you're doing, right? Enjoy the rest of the movie, shall we? Oh, and maybe you should put that beautiful cock back in your pants where it belongs.